This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
This is a thing.
Isn't this just
this
a?
This is a thing Go that for the it, girls Lisa. And I in the office were talking about just this week. Pilot Pen Australia has conducted a survey of almost 1,500 Australian women in order to discover what we put in our handbags and how we use what's in there. Now, really, we've all got all sorts of stuff. I mean, you don't want to see what's in mine. I have amazing things in my
I know. There was, I kid you not. Hang on a sec. Wait, I got to tell this story. I kid you not. The first year that we were working together, I had an itchy back. And Lisa goes, hang on a sec, I've got something for that. I think this was a month into us working together and you pulled out a telescopic back scratcher.
Yes, I did.
And I was like, you've got to be joking. Wow.
I have little, you know, screwdrivers and spanners. I have everything in. There's a bit of gaffer. I have everything you need. But the main thing that they found from this survey or this study is that we spend collectively 81 days of our life searching for things in our handbags. And I tell you what, I believe that completely. It's taken me a couple of minutes every night this week to find my car keys because I've got a new bag.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's probably a bit bigger than the last one I had. I've got even more stuff in there. And I really think I need to downsize to a pencil case or something.
It's probably not a bad idea.
Or maybe a pencil case inside my bigger bag.
Yeah, but knowing you, you'd get the big pencil case as well, the one with two pockets.
I would, yes.
Now, look, I'd like to test this theory. So I have your bag.
Oh, my gosh!
Right?
Oh, no!
Okay, so hang on. Here, take your bag, and I've put your car keys in it.
Oh,
okay, so.
Are you going to time me?
Right, I am going to time you. I've got a 60-second timer on the clock.
All right.
I'm going to put in two just in case we need it. But I've closed the bag and everything, and on 3, 2, 1, you get to open the bag and go. Okay, you ready?
All right.
All right, 3, 2, 1. And you're not allowed to tip it out. Jeez, you're going quick.
I do it by feel. Oh, no, that's a selfie stick. That's a manicure set. I heard
keys. I heard keys. Oh, my God. Lise, new record. 14 seconds.
Woo! Brilliant.
Stay with us.
I've dropped a whole bunch of stuff, though. We've got a great show on this weekend in town. Naomi Price is an Adele impersonator.
That's right.
In fact,
you know what? Take a listen.
Following standing ovations across the country, including acclaimed seasons at the Sydney Opera House, Hamer Hall in Melbourne and the Adelaide Cabaret Festival, the smash hit Adele show, rumour has it, is making its way to WA this month. And Naomi Price, the star, joins us today. Hello, Naomi.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Naomi, we first got to know you on The Voice.
Yeah,
Australia,
that's right.
Team Ricky, I believe it was.
Yes.
So how did the rumour has it Adele show come about?
Well, I was actually doing Rumour Has It before I went on The Voice. I went on The Voice in 2015, and anyone who watched the show will remember that I performed Rolling in the Deep as my blind audition song. Mm. And that was because I'd been doing the show for three years. I've been doing it for
nearly
5 years
as long
years
as
now.
Adele.
Yeah, pretty much. And as all good ideas come about, my friend and I were having drinks, and we were laughing about how different Adele's speaking to singing voice was and decided that would be a great kind of starting point for a show. But I don't think either of us had any idea it was going to end up like this.
It was going to just juggernaut into this. We love listening to Adele talk. Oh, my God.
Hilarious. She's outrageous.
She's so relatable, isn't she?
Yeah, totally. I think that's why people love her so much because, you know, in this day and age of vapid celebrity and just, you know, people being famous for absolutely no good reason. It's so refreshing to see someone like her that's, you know, risen to the top through sheer hard work and talent.
And proper talent.
Yeah, and then just remain completely normal and grounded. And I don't know if you saw her Perth show, but she's so...
People are still talking about it.
Yeah. Well, I saw her in Brisbane and she's got this amazing ability to make 65,000 people feel like her best friend.
And that she's just talking to you.
Totally. And you feel like, oh, we could get a drink after the show together. Like, and she'd be a right laugh.
And then we learned she came out in a speaker box. I mean, did you do the same in your show?
I would love to do that because it was so ridiculous. And we actually were sitting... So my partner actually sang with her in Brisbane in Skyfall, and so did a lot of my band members as well. And so we were in the prime viewing position for her coming out in her road case. And there's like a little grill in the top where she can breathe, like a little kind of breathing hole. And I was like, how's she going to get to the middle of the stage? Like, because it was at the Gabba in Brisbane, which is a world-renowned cricket ground. She can't mess up the pitch and put a tunnel in or anything.
Yeah.
And then we saw this thing get wheeled out to stage with like 20 security guards around it. And I was just absolutely gone. I was pissing. It was so funny.
Now, the Perth show, it's like you're getting the whole band back together. You're going to be joined by Avida, the local duo.
Yes.
And you've worked with these guys before too.
Yes. So Paula and Clay from Avida were also on Team Ricky and then got stolen to Team Delta in 2015. So we got to work together on The Voice. And I remember saying to them 2 years ago, if I ever bring Rumour Has It to Perth, I want you guys to sing.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, that'll never happen. And here we are 2 years later. They're joining us for 8 shows in WA, including 3 this weekend at His Majesty's Theatre in Perth.
Which is a beautiful theatre. Have you performed there before?
I haven't, and I've heard amazing things about it.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I'm a bit of a sucker for, like, you know, really historical buildings.
Me too.
And I've heard it's absolutely stunning inside, so I can't wait to get in there.
It's beautiful inside. That, the Concert Hall and the Astor Theatre, any of those are just beautiful to perform in.
Oh, well, places to come back to after our
soon-to-be
successful weekend here.
Yeah, we're finally utilising a lot of these great venues. I mean, we could have lost the Astor. It used to be an old cinema, but now we're using it for music, for comedy, and it's just so lovely and
so
or may not be haunted.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the girl from Concrete Blonde one night had quite a discussion with a ghost up in the background.
Oh my God.
Whether it's haunted or not, we don't know.
I thought my bin in my hotel room yesterday in Mandurah was haunted. No, seriously, I put a bottle in the bin and about an hour later, the swing top of it just swung again violently for no reason.
Maybe.
So I was freaking out that I had a haunted bin.
Were you doing the Performing Arts Centre in Mandurah?
Yeah, we did Mandurah, Performing
That's
Arts Centre.
I haven't been there, but it's meant to be amazing.
It is so gorgeous, and it was the best, you know, possible start to our WA run. So we were there last night, 3 shows in Perth this weekend, and next weekend we're seeing the sights and sounds because we're going to Kalgoorlie, Kwinana, Kalamunda and Meriden. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So I'm pumped.
Is that on a bus?
We've got 2 vehicles.
How much
so we're driving
fun on the road.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. And this is my first time in WA doing this show. Yeah. Last time I was here performing would have been 2012, and I did a show at Crown called The Class of 69 where I played Petula Clark.
Oh.
And that was awesome. It was rock star. So I'm pumped to be bringing my Adele show back here.
Oh, fantastic. Petula Clark is amazing. Well, we look forward to it. Where can people get tickets?
They can head to rumourhasitthesshow.com or head to His Majesty's Theatre website to get tickets. There's still some available. We're doing 7 o'clock on Friday, 7 o'clock on Saturday, and an up late at 9 o'clock on Saturday. And I think your best availability is 9 o'clock, and that's going to be the naughty show.
Sounds like it'll be a good show anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Naomi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was awesome, Liz.
Thank you, Pete.
Rumour has it, as we mentioned, rumourhasit.com if you want tickets. So there you go. Naomi Price does Adele. Who do you do?
Well, I used to do a bit of Urkel.
Urkel.
Did I do that? That's all I can do. I used to... Back in the day, there was a show called Australia You're Standing On. I don't know, us oldies remember it.
Yeah.
And there was these characters, Tim and Debbie, and I used to do Debbie really well. They were just a couple of hippies, but no one will know. And that's it. I don't do. What do? You do anyone?
I do. I do Batman.
Oh, Batman.
I do like
Batman.
I do like Batman. But I have done Super Mario. I do like to do Super Mario.
Oh, Super Mario. You do a very good Super Mario. Actually under,
I generally do a... my coming from an Italian background.
Oh, just a tip, just a general sort
my
of...
My nonni.
Yeah,
okay. Nonno and non have a vino, all of that sort of stuff.
All
there.
Right.
Okay. But we want to hear who you do, okay? Oh, we've got Mickey Mouse on the way from somebody who's called up.
Right.
Off the back of having that chat with Naomi Price, who does Adele?
She does Adele.
She's we're
doing
asking,
it this weekend at His Majesty's Theatre.
Who do you do? We've got Jason in Naranda. Hello.
Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi, Beth.
Oh, it's Mickey.
How are you going?
You do Mickey Mouse.
How are you, Mickey?
Good. Good.
Good.
Get out of here. All right. Off my leg.
What?
Put it down.
Wow. Mickey's, I don't know.
Mickey's on the helium balloon.
Yeah, yep. A little bit. Thanks, thanks, Mickey.
Thanks, Mickey.
All right.
Jason had such a deep voice.
Mickey just hit puberty. That's great. Okay. Troy in Kensington, who do you do?
G'day, guys. How
Thanks,
are you?
Troy.
Love the show.
Thank you, mate.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm on 94.5.
Oh, my my God. It's not a tumor. I love it. He does Arnie.
It's the Terminator.
Come on, give us a few more. Because a lot of people say they do Arnie. This is pretty good.
Mm. Everybody get down. Quickly run. Get to the chopper.
Thank you, Arnie.
With your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Thanks, Arnie.
See,
mate. You were fabulous on what's that show? The Apprentice.
Oh, The Apprentice, yes. Yeah. Jay and Ellenbrook, who do you do?
Hi, guys. I do it. I actually do it for you.
All right.
Let's have it.
I do Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Okay.
Or Hammer and Family. Hammer and my brother just left the house. Well, Pants Brothers, my Pants Brothers. I also do Kermit the Frog.
Oh, God, I love Kermit.
And I can do the Liam Neeson speech in Kermit the Frog.
Oh,
go
okay.
On. Go on, do
okay.
It.
Do it. You ready?
Yeah.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want from me. If you were looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that will be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
It's not easy being Liam. That's fantastic.
Thanks, you, Jay.
No worries.
One more here. Maria in Alexander Heights. Hello.
Maria, one of my favourites.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's have it. Who do you do?
You ready for this?
Yes. I tell you what, the Nanny's the one show that we haven't heard anything about a reboot that I would like to hear about a reboot for.
I'm really crazy.
Oh, you got to do the laugh, Maria. Oh, jeez.
Very good. The laugh is spot on.
Thank you, Maria.
Thanks, Maria.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.